This day, August 19th, 1951, it was 75 years ago, second game of a doubleheader between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Former Cleveland Indians owner Bill Veeck pulled off one of the most memorable stunts in baseball history. He sent in a pinch hitter, 26-year-old prospect, wearing the number 1/8, to lead off the bottom of the first inning, 3'7", 60-pound Eddie Gaedel. Eddie went to the plate. And Bill Veeck thought this would be great. And the umpire was a guy named Ed Hurley. Eddie Gaedel, at 3'7", walks up to the plate. And Ed Hurley calls time. The umpire brings out Zach Taylor, the manager of the St. Louis Browns, and says, what is going on? And they produced Eddie Gaedel's contract.
And said, he had to show the contract
we actually signed him. He's on the roster. Here you go. They put him on the roster on Friday because they knew the league wouldn't get to it till Monday.
Oh, good call.
And they played on a Saturday. And so Eddie Gaedel goes into the batter's box, and even the St. Louis Browns players didn't even realize that Eddie Gaedel was actually going to play. And he did. He was paid $100 for this. Bill Veeck was actually afraid that Eddie Gaedel would try to swing the bat. He was under strict orders not to swing. And Veeck thought he would. So Bill Veeck told Eddie Gaedel that he had taken out a $1 million life insurance policy on Eddie Gaedel. Veeck was the beneficiary, and that Veeck would be standing on the roof of the stadium with a rifle prepared to kill Eddie Gaedel if he looked like he was going to swing the bat. Well, he didn't. He walked on four pitches and then was removed for a pinch hitter and then was taken, you know, out of the game and was done. And they nullified his contract like on Monday, you know, when the league opened up again. So there you go.
But why was the contract nullified?
They got rid of him because they just thought this isn't
legit.
It was a
stunt.
Yeah. Eddie then died 10 years later.
Really?
Actually. And one major leaguer attended his funeral.
What?
One major leaguer actually attended Eddie Gaedel's funeral.
And that was?
And it was the guy who walked him.
Oh, wow.
Bob Kane. And he had never met Eddie Gaedel. He just pitched to him. But he showed up at his funeral.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's a cool sidebar to that story. I never knew that.
I never did either. The first two pitches, he actually tried to throw strikes.
Yeah.
And he thought, well, the heck with this. And he just lobbed in the last two and walked him on four pitches.
Wow.
And Eddie Gaedel, on his way down to first base on the walk, stopped twice to bow to the crowd. Isn't that great?
Did they pinch run for him then after?
Yeah, they lifted him for a pinch runner.
Oh, man.
Immediately. And he led off the game. The bottom of the first, anyway.
Tell me that isn't the best $100 that Bill Veeck ever spent.
Still talking about it to this day.
Yeah, we're still doing that.
Yeah, the poor guy died at 36, though.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's too bad. I never...
Got beat up and had a heart attack.
Oh, so he got in a fight with somebody?
Going home from a bowling alley, supposedly, Andy.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Real life story of the Big Lebowski.
There you go.
A little bit like that. The dude.
Again, this day in sports history, powered by Bomber Sports Cards, Wax Wall Wednesday.
All right, since we're doing like weird sports stories, I've got to ask Dan, because I saw this story this morning, and it is just bizarre. If you watch it, it just looks like a normal play. And because he's the thing, he is the keeper of all soccer logic. Right?
Sure, yes. Yeah.
He is. Oh, I don't know if you got a chance to see this.
That's not a good place to put me.
So I was reading The Athletic, and they were looking at, like, I think it was their most watched video of the day yesterday. And it's a goalie. It's a mass German goalkeeper, and he pulls off a Rabona. And I'm like, what is a Rabona? And so I said to Dan, Dan, what's a Rabona? And you said to me, said, I don't know.
That was a pretty good response, too.
It's about right. I mean, I know what it is after you explained it to me, but before then, I had no idea it had a name.
So I had to go back and look it up. And what it is like when you cross your legs and kick the ball. So it's like, so you go towards the ball, right? and you look like you're going to hit it with your non-dominant foot.
Right. Fake like you're going to kick it with one foot and kick it with the other one.
Yeah, it's just...
Just to get the goalie out of position.
You typically see it on free kicks more than anything else.
The weird part about this is that it was a goalie that did it. And then the mask the goalie's wearing... Jeff, I don't know if you can see this or not. Can you see it?
Yes.
Look at... I mean, that's like sadomasochist stuff going on right there.
You better protect the nose.
Well, I mean, it's just... It's a weird, like, leather kind of crazy thing. I don't know. It's just bizarre. All right. Do we have a moment of the show? Good question.
Our moment of the show comes courtesy of Browns play-by-play man Andrew Siciliano talking about how Shedeur Sanders still has a chance to be the starting quarterback of the Browns week one.
If Shedeur comes out on Saturday and throws three touchdowns, don't you think he made a pretty good case to win the job? Whether it's against the Bills' first team or the second team. And let's say it's against the second team and on Thursday, he looks pretty good when he gets his reps against their first team. I mean, to me, that's a pretty convincing case to give him the job.
All right, thank you. That was a little Corrali time with Matt Corrali. And we bring him back again for this in a second here. Why Am I Smarter? Brought to you by QC Kinetics, the leader in regenerative medicine. In pain, give QC Kinetics a call. 216-770-5488. 216-770-5488. Dan Menigan.
Siciliano was excellent. 92thefan.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Give that a listen. And, of course, congratulations to him as well on his new NFL media job that he'll be hosting shows every single day at 7 p.m. on NFL Plus. So it'll be cool to see Siciliano back with the NFL Network. 92thefan.com, wherever you get your podcasts, and social media mentions powered by Scheib and Jewel.
All right, Corrali time.
Jeff, I think it was you that has made the point, not just today, but over the last few days, that you just wish a quarterback would just kind of come out and say, yeah, the job is mine, I'm going to take it.
I want the gig.
I was back here and I was like, yeah, why are these guys so humble? I think especially in middle to late August, they need to kind of get more aggressive here.
Couldn't agree with you more. Of course, I said it, so I agree with you.
Jeff
Phelps. Well done, Matthew. I'm smarter today after hearing Todd Monken just be completely honest. You kidding me? Bruce Arians said it. It's really cool getting this gig at 60. Do it your way. And I'm not worried about the next job, so I'm just going to do what I want.
I'll agree with you.
I love that.
Jeff, that was one of the reasons I thought I was smarter today.
Isn't that true, though?
Oh, well, why not? Like, go for it,
heck
right?
Heck with it. You're paying me millions, and I'm 60? Yeah, this doesn't work. I'm out of here anyway. Let's go.
I'm going to go back to this Rabona story that I talked about, which is this weird kick from this goalie. Rabona actually means skipping school. I have no idea how that became a soccer kick, and it's a thing that is about skipping school. It's about cutting class. Dude, man, another reason why we have trouble understanding the game. Sorry, although it has been impressive as far as the World Cup was last year. But anyway, I'm going to go home and try a Rabona. I don't know, on ice? Can you have one? Who knows? All right, thanks for listening. He's Jeff. I'm Andy.
Guess what, Andy?
What?
Bills are in town tomorrow. Joint practices.
It is, man. It's going to be great. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Be a hero. Be a real hero. Be an organ donor. Lifebank.org. See ya, Cleveland.